Well, good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
I'm not looking forward to whatever this snow is going to be on Thursday.
Yeah.
See, I got plans to go to the Beach Boys concert here in Saskatoon, and it's going to be quite ironic if we're listening to the Beach Boys with, like, 10 centimeters of snow falling that day.
So. Well, at least Thursday's the first day of the snow we're supposed to get.
I hope so. I don't know. I'm done with winter.
Well, we got highs around zero next week. It's not going to last long whenever ends up falling.
You're more optimistic
than I am. I'm trying to be.
So
yeah.
I thank you for
trying,
that.
Yeah.
Let's go over our Country Music Insider today.
Well, I will preface this first story with it. It's a little gross.
Yeah.
Blake Shelton and Justin Moore recently shared a story going back about 10 years now where Blake got Justin a little drunk on an airplane and some stuff happened. Justin does deny he threw up, but Blayton always brings it up anyways.
Let's hear what it sounded like.
We rode on the airplane back home. The kid really tried to keep up with me. He really did. I mean, I when I get on the airplane and I know that I'm getting flown home, I'll just start drinking the second I get on the airplane, you know, and so Justin was too. And pilot said, "Hey man, you know, your buddy Justin Moore, he went back there in the bathroom and he threw up. Like, he was back there puking when we landed." And I was like, "Oh my God, what a moron. Like, that is embarrassing." Our song is 99 problems, but a beer ain't one, but it was definitely his problem that night.
Yeah, it certainly did sound like a bit of a problem that night.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Justin.
Oh, poor guy. Jelly Roll and his wife, Bunny XO, are still trying to have a baby through IVF. And Bunny actually recently shared a bit about her IVF journey the other day.
I was working with a clinic in New York. He didn't really communicate with me the way that I was hoping he did. He never made a phone call to me. He just gave me these test results over the phone and was just pretty much like, "Yep, there's nothing I can do for you, but I'll send you to another doctor to take care of it." And I was just like, I feel like we really dropped the ball here. This doctor flipped out on me, dropped the ball, just screaming at me over text message. Clinic I go to now is Tennessee Fertility Institute. Dr. Montville is amazing, you guys. His bedside manner alone.
Incredible.
He's so sweet. That. His entire staff is amazing.
I couldn't imagine going through, you know, like just the process of going, okay, it's going to take a little bit of extra help to have a baby. And then all of a sudden you're getting stressed when you're going to the doctor about the situation. Yeah. And so, yeah, good for her that they've maybe found a better place. And yeah, hopefully it works out. They're going to have a cute kid for
sure. Oh my goodness. Oh my gosh. Yeah, 100% agree. A Morgan Wallen fan in Texas was recently scammed out of $18,000 by someone impersonating Morgan online. She first sent the scammer Apple Music gift cards and then ended up handing over her bank accounts and social security number. So sad to hear about that.
Yeah.
That's rough.
You shouldn't do that. If anybody wants to pay you in like gift cards or
just hang up.
Yeah, it's not going to be good. Yeah.
And the quest to find country music's hottest man continues. Results of round one of the 2025, I love this, March Madness
<That's good. laughs>
bracket were revealed. Some of the biggest matchups include Zach Top versus Riley Green, George Strait versus Luke Bryan, and Morgan Wallen versus Scotty McCreery.
Huh.
That's just a few of the brackets right now.
Yeah, well.
But March Madness.
I love that. Well, anybody that's toured through here gets bonus votes for me on those. So there's a few that have come through here. So there you go. March Madness. Ridiculous. That is our Country Music Insider today.